Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We are here with Lady Panthers head coach Megan Brinkman after their 46-43 win over the Bowling Green Lady Bobcats. Congratulations, Coach Brinkman.
Thank you.
Did the game go the way you thought it would?
Bowling Green gave us their best, and that's what we kind of talked about, you know, this part in the year, coming off Christmas break, 2 weeks, we haven't played. They've played a little bit. They gave us our best game, and I don't know if we're necessarily ready. I think we're kind of came in thinking about winning and losing instead of possessions. And basketball's a game of possession, so I thought some of our possessions weren't great offensively and defensively. Conditioning was a factor. Just being off for a little bit while we enjoyed the break. I mean, that's definitely something that can hurt you a little bit. But, I told the girls we found a way to win. When maybe we don't play necessarily as good as we would like, when you still find a way to win, that still means something.
Could you please contrast the two defenses? You were doing the man. I'm not sure what they were up to.
They were in man. They were fast. They would kind of run and jump. They were athletic. They'd bring two on the ball and kind of speed us up a little bit. So it was a good man-to-man matchup. They forced us 17 turnovers, but I also thought we had 14 assists, which means we shared the ball well. And again, I thought we missed some easy shots and we missed some easy opportunities. We capitalized on those. It's a different ball game, but again, we found a way to win.
Bostic led you with 17, followed by Reagan Anderson with 9 and Braylon Brunkhorst with 7. Please tell us a little bit about Reagan Anderson. Her three-pointers seem pretty timely tonight.
Yep, that's what she does. That's what she can do. That's what she can hit. I'm glad it went in. I'm glad she had the ball, and I'm glad it went in. Jaws is just – she just works extremely hard and makes things happen, which is huge for us. I thought Braylon had 2 really big free throws at the end.
Yes.
Harper had 2 really big free throws at the end. That's just playing with confidence, and that's what you got to do. And those big plays in the fourth quarter.
How about the last half of the last quarter, ma'am? You had a big lead and they whittled at it.
Yeah, I got to think about it a little bit. I mean, I don't think we guarded our ball screen defense extremely well. They came out and they hit shots. And so that kind of changed the ball game a little bit. But we still grinded. We still found a way. We still got stops, obviously, when we needed to. They came out and they played extremely well. They were ready for us. They gave us their best, and that's what we're going to have to be prepared for. So to find a way to win, maybe ugly, we're not extremely happy about, but we found a way to win, and we talked about we're going to come back, and we're going to watch film, and we're going to get better because that's what it's constantly always about.
Caitlin Charlton led Bowling Green with 17. Is she the person on your radar, or was there anybody on your radar?
Yeah, I mean, she's absolutely capable, and she was tonight. I think she's streaky sometimes, but she wasn't tonight, and that's all that matters, that she came up and played versus us. Obviously, Dieters, she gets to the rim extremely well, finished. Their post players, they did a good job. They had a really good game plan. They've gotten a lot better. I thought Coach Pafford has done things extremely well. Good test for us early, good test for us on the road. It's a non-con on the road when it – maybe it doesn't matter. Can you step up and find a way to win? And we did. So that's what I'm proud of. And we're gonna go back to work.
What were you telling the ladies when it was tied at 43 with barely 3 minutes left?
We know that they didn't need a three. So just what defense we wanted. Luckily, they made a turnover. Obviously that last possession of ours, giving them the last second shot, wasn't something we also wanted.
No, ma'am.
But, that's just part of – that's just a learning experience. And, next time when we're in this position, we do it differently and we execute it, and that's all that matters.
Yes, ma'am. What's your record now and who's next?
Not sure okay. Record. I know we go to wrestleball on Friday, and I like having 2 days. We're going to work on us quite a bit, prepare for them. They're another good team on the road on a Friday, packed house probably. So we got to go play Centralia basketball.
Thank you and congratulations again, Coach Megan Brinkman.
Thank you.